for he has delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph upon my foes. Psalms 54:7.
O Father, you've delivered me from all of my troubles and have allowed me to see the end of the wicked. Because I abstain from doing my own pleasure and I seek first your will and kingdom, you protect and uphold me. Lord, because Christ crucified is my life, self-denial is the law of my life. Jesus gave his precious life for me. He suffered an agonizing death on the cross for a wretch and a worm like me. Jesus gave up the glory of heaven and came down to a dark, sin-polluted world to rescue me. The least that I can do in return is to give him the rightful lordship in my life that he deserves. To do this, I must allow self to be crucified. Amen.
Today, would you hang on a cross for someone you love? How about for someone hated you or despised you? Someone that had hurt you, someone that had hurt your family. Think, what kind of love does that take?
Today's action. Deny yourself today and fervently pray for someone that you know dislikes you and that you're having problems getting along with. Show them that sacrificial love. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 6. 17 and 18. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in the secret place will reward you openly.
When I say fasting, my friends, what does that mean to you? Does it mean skipping a meal? Does it mean a prolonged fast? Our scripture for today says, "For he has delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes." Fasting is a way to bring yourself closer to the Lord. You give up something, and if you're like me, you love to eat. Fasting is a way to open the heavenly gates. Mary and I, our little niece, had a heart defect that the doctor said she would never live a normal life, even after an operation. And we fasted and prayed for 17 days, and on the 17th day, Mary was praying back every scripture she knew on healing. And the Lord said, "Enough, I have heard." That little girl is growing into a young lady and doesn't need medicines or anything else. She's happy, healthy, and every time the doctor operated on her, holds her, he calls her his little miracle child. That, my friend, is the power that we hold through our Lord Jesus Christ and fasting.